not science fiction or a cause for panic, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning that a fungus known as C. auris is spreading at an alarming rate. Short for Candida auris, C. auris has an estimated fatality rate between 30 and 53% for people who suffer an invasive infection. That's according to the World Health Organization. It's generally not considered a threat to healthy people. C. auris is difficult to diagnose. It's resistant to antifungal drugs, and the CDC is sounding the alarm because of the rapid rise and spread of cases in healthcare facilities across the U.S. where it was first detected in 2016. Dr. David Andes is a UW Health Infectious Disease Physician and Division Chief for Infectious Disease at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Andes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We have this warning from the CDC. Who should be most worried about this? Who in particular is taking action to try to stop the spread of this C. auris?
Primarily, healthcare institutions need to be aware of this, on the lookout for this in their patients. As you mentioned, not really something that the general public needs to worry about.
What do healthcare facilities do with a warning like this from the CDC? Obviously, I assume they're watching for a number of potential contaminants for vulnerable patients. What does this ask them to do now?
This asks them to be aware that this is an infection that is spreading. Be aware of how to diagnose the infection, and once identified in an institution, be prepared to prevent it from being transmitted to other patients, and be aware of how to treat it in the patients that they do identify.
I understand that this is a fungus that's resistant to a lot of our toolkit, or a lot of our antifungal toolkit. Can you talk about the difficulty in treating it and slowing its spread?
You're right. We really only have three medications that work against fungi in general. This particular fungus is typically resistant to at least two of these, so we really only have one medication that works, and the CDC unfortunately found that the rate of resistance to this remaining antifungal has tripled just over the last couple of years.
And that brings me to some research you've worked on over the years trying to find a new antifungal compound. How do we do that?
Right. As I mentioned, there are only three antifungals we have available to treat us. So we're looking for new antifungals as natural products produced actually by bacteria that are colonizing insects.
Can you talk about some of what you and your team have found and worked on and the hopes that it could lead to development of something that we can use in clinical settings?
Sure. We found a large number of new antibiotics and antifungals that seem to have novel or new mechanisms of action. And fortunately, thus far, activity against many of these emerging resistant pathogens.
And what kind of testing do you have to go through when you locate a candidate, something that might help with fungi in the future? What does it take to get from there to the clinic?
Well, in short, it takes a lot. You have to undergo a lot of safety testing and efficacy testing in patients. So many of the new compounds that we've identified, unfortunately, probably won't make it to patients for several years.
Now, with this CDC warning for people who work in healthcare settings, maybe nursing homes, where can they go for information about something like this C. auris fungus and what they should be doing in their clinics and other settings?
Probably the best source of information is, in fact, the CDC. CDC.gov has really clear information for clinicians and infection control practitioners on identification, treatment, and prevention of transmission, which is particularly critical for this fungus.
Dr. Andes, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Dr. David Andes, a UW Health Infectious Disease Physician and Division Chief for Infectious Disease at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He joined us for a look at the CDC's warning about the rapid spread of the potentially fatal fungus known as C. auris.